For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Yeah, it is Punch Drunk Sports.
Hooray.
Yes, we are back in your lives making differences in your and everything you're doing.
In your holes. Making differences in your holes.
It was a fun week. We appreciate all the kind words about the last episode. You guys are great. We're in the studio. We're missing two of the amigos.
Yep.
But, you know, we brought one amigo that equals two amigos.
Hey, yep. Team.
Yes. Please welcome to the stage everyone's favorite Viking fan, Ryan Mervis, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Who has a train whistle.
Yes. A lot of stuff to get into, but real quick, let's get all of our sponsors out of the way. Obviously, you know our number one sponsor, BetDSI, BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. They love you. The podcast loves you guys. You're going on there. You're really helping us out. Also, let's give it up for Caveman Coffee.
Yep, I was hanging out with Tate the other day.
You use the promo code PunchDrunkSports, get $10 off, right? Your stuff.
I think you get 10% off of yours. So it's basically more than your shipping for free.
And Amazon links. Get some. Go on to PunchDrunkSports.com and do the Amazon links. And buyers, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, use our website link. Also, if you want to write for the website, which we really would appreciate it, because guess what? We're now on Apple News. Please go to Punch Drunk Sports, or you can email us. Hold on real quick. Let me get the email real quick. I think it's
writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.
Yeah, writeforpunchdrunk@gmail. We are always looking for writers. Let me see right here. Yep. It's writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com. We need writers, man. Yeah.
Shoot an email there, and they will set you up and give you access to the website, and then you can just write about whatever you do. If you like writing articles about buying shitty tickets and going to shitty games, whatever you want to write about, women's sports, men's sports,
women,
kids' sports,
anything, hot chicks off the internet, anything. And then you could say, hey, you can see my articles on Apple News. So it's a big deal. We're very excited about it. We're very thankful for the website. John Woodward is doing a great job as our editor.
Great guy.
And, another thing is, guys, real quick, if you could, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. The more reviews we get, the better our rankings are. If you love the show and from the feedback we get every week on Twitter, you guys love it. We love you. Give us a shout out. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to take a beating on the comment section. But please, 5 stars.
Five-star review and then tell us how much you hate us.
No, don't tell us how. I'm sensitive.
You are too sensitive when it comes to that shit.
I agree.
Too much about that stuff.
It's not that I care. It's just like, it's just a weird thing because like, okay, I'm doing this for free. Why are you laying into me like you just walked on me fucking your mother?
You know why they're laying into you? Because
they know they can get a reaction out
you,
of
you. Because I don't read them. If I do, I laugh, and especially if they say something shitty to me, I think it's funny. Ari probably never reads them at all.
Yeah.
You read them, and it festers.
You get angry too, Tebow. I've seen you flip outs on people.
Not when it comes personally. If somebody will say something personally, I'll take it personally.
That's the only time I get angry, when it's like a personal thing.
Right.
Like, triply, go fuck yourself and die. I'm just like, What is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, why do I have to die?
Why?
All I wanted to do was talk sports with my buddies and come into your world and maybe make you laugh. And now I have to fuck off and die?
Yeah, it's so weird. So we have a lot of shit we're going to talk. Obviously, the big Ronda Rousey news. But we're going to get that because I'm going to see if I can get Tommy Toehold to call in and...
I would like to kick it off with something we talked about yesterday, and you and I have not discussed this, and I would love to get into the NFL. Oh, real quick shout-out.
Shout-out.
I did the Falcoholic podcast last night. Awesome.
Is that about Atlanta Falcon fans who have a drinking problem?
Could there be a more specific podcast for me?
What are you, always Falcoholic forever?
I was for a very long time, and they have this very popular website, which is it's always on. They're always quoted on Bleacher Report, which is great for them. But they have a website. Anyways, we talk very specific NFL football. This episode, I think it comes out tomorrow, maybe the next day. So I just want to say thanks to them, and I really plugged Punch Drunk on there, and I try to get writers from that. So I just want to say thanks to them, and if you want to listen to that podcast. I think our fans would like that. It's very football specific. But before we get in the NFL, which is the reason you're here, other than we love you.
Can we just say one? And I know what you want to talk about because I want to talk about it too.
Thank you.
Dates out of the gates. Can we get some dates out of the gates?
Oh, yeah, let's do that because we got some big shows.
People are going to go crazy on us.
I was just talking about this right before we started the podcast. I'm like, I have three big shows this week. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. All of them are either Sam Tripoli involved or Sam Tripoli is producing. So you do Dates Out the Gates because almost all of these are big shows for you and you're doing them, and I'm grateful to be on them, Sam.
Wednesday night, Jason Tebow and I are very excited to be doing Joe Rogan and Brian Redband's birthday bash in the main room, the secret show.
Yep.
So come out to the Comedy Store. Thursday night, the Naughty Show at the W Hollywood Hotel. This show is literally the greatest show I've ever put together.
And probably the coolest venue we've ever done.
I can't wait.
The Sex Club was cool. But this is
hip as fuck. We did we've done The Green Door, which was awesome.
That was awesome.
And we just watched Black Guys with Dreads Fuck Fat White Chicks after the show, which was a ton of fun.
Yep, that was fun. It was interesting.
Dude, it was a three-hour show, 300 people in this small room while girls are eating each other out. And then
it was as packed as the roast battle.
Skippy Simon got banned from a gay bar for eating a chick's pussy down the
while wearing a rabbit suit.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. So the Naughty Show is at the W Hotel, which is this gorgeous hotel. I got Joe Rogan, Steve Renazzisi, Tiffany Haddish, Jason Tebow will be there. I think we're going to do a couple things going into the show. Who else is there? Then we have the LA Weekly's number one burlesque troupe, Miss Dakota Lace Dolls. All this for $20. Now listen, that's not it. You go to a show, you're like, oh, we saw a comedy show. You can go to anywhere and see a comedy show. Oh, we saw a burlesque dancer. You can go anywhere and see burlesque dancers. You never seen the two best together. Plus, on top of that, you get into the wet pool party for free where you can join me and all my buddies at my cabana.
We get rooftop Hollywood party. Boulevard. I mean, it's really a fucking cool venue.
If I put 100 people in there, I'm okay. If I put 200, 300, I'm okay. This show is going to blow up. When people see what I'm doing, it's going to be great, and I would love for you guys all to join me.
Summertime evening.
The W
Hotel.
Babes.
Living's easy.
Now, let me ask you this, because even though I'm almost 50, well, in 8 years, but still, I care so much more at this stage of my life of like, oh, there's a lot of hot chicks. Everyone's walking around. Can I swim in the pool? Bring a bathing suit. I will be swimming.
Yeah, it's
I guarantee
a pool
you.
Party, dude.
I am going to be swimming.
Yeah. It's a pool party.
It's the little kid in me. Anytime there's a pool, I'm involved.
Jump on in.
This is the closest to an Entourage show you'll ever go see.
Yeah, people are going to be hanging out, mingling, making their careers happen.
I'm going to blow this
motherfucker
up.
And there's me, doggy paddling left and right.
I'm going to blow it fucking up. So that's going to be going. Then I also have, Friday and Saturday, I'm headlining the Yoo-Hoo Room at Flappers with a very special Saturday night 9:30 show. Yep. It's the International Bad Boys show. Myself, Steve Randolph, this guy right here,
Hi.
Jason Tebow,
Jason Tebow,
George Perez, Brian Redband, and Gareth Reynolds. So come down, and that's a cheap show. Man, come down and have a good time.
If you're in Burbank, if you're in
Burbank. We have an opening dancer for the show, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, Jimmy Lee is going to dance to get the crowd going to open the show.
That should be more than interesting.
It's going to be the greatest show. I want to start doing International Bad Boy
Live. So what do you got, Mervis? You got any dates coming up? You going to be anywhere people need to know about?
No, right now I'm in festival mode. So
you
I'm just going to a lot of concerts. If you want to see me on Mushrooms, I'll be in San Francisco this weekend.
Oh, doing what?
Mushrooms.
Outside Lands Music Festival. Mushrooms. Nice. High-fiving.
Who's
no
playing?
Shirt. Elton John's headlining. It'll be sick.
Who else is going to be there?
Saint Paul and the Broken Bones, Monsters of Men.
Monsters of Men?
Yeah.
That's a badass name for a band.
You never heard of Monsters of Men?
No.
Oh, they're dope, man.
They're great.
Yeah.
What kind of music is it?
Rock and roll.
Like, yeah.
Sort of Mumford-y.
Yeah,
you know
indie,
what's so funny,
indie
man?
Rock kind of.
When you leave L.A., you realize that rock is still king.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in L.A., you think everybody just wants to listen to hip-hop. Like, it's crazy how, like, rock barely plays on anything. I have to go do Fraser Smith's awesome Sunday night show just to hear a little rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know?
No, rock and roll is still alive, very much so.
Yeah, very
you
much
leave
so.
LA,
LA
like
is
Vegas,
either,
it's huge.
It's either hip-hop or hipster hop, which is like, you know, hipster bands and Mumford & Sons. And, you know, you get so inundated with that in L.A., that you forget that, like, some people just like to rock and roll and punch faces.
You forget that white chicks like fucking metal, too.
Yeah.
Like, in L.A., you just think all they want to do is blow rappers.
I mean, look at Steel Panther last night closing out the House of Blues.
Dude, they're incredible because they blew up as, now they're a legit band.
Yeah.
They still hate me, but they're a legit band.
I was talking to this girl last night at the Comedy Store. Pretty cute. You saw her.
Yep, big tits.
Yep, she was cute. And Canadian. She's like a younger comic, so I'm already, you know, like, ugh. But anyways, she's cute, and she's sitting there talking. She said something about, I can't remember what it was she said, but she made some joke about, like, God, all guys want to do is do coke out of my butthole.
What?
And I go,
mean,
I have
inaccurate.
An awesome show you should go to Thursday. And then she texted me her thing to put it on the list for Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. The minute she goes, guys just want to do coke out of my butthole, I go, I have a show you should go to Thursday.
That is awesome, dude.
Literally, the minute she said that, I just pumped her right into the Naughty Show fucking VIP list.
Okay, real quick, what do you want to talk about? Because this guy Tommy says he'll call in. I want to talk Ronda Rousey.
Okay, before we get to that, I think, and I'm trying to say this with a sensitive aspect, they just had the Special Olympics in Los Angeles at the what you call it, where USC plays.
Coliseum.
At the Coliseum. Special Olympics. 60,000-70,000 people. Yep. They had, like, you know, 8,000 competitors, what
yes.
have you.
I love this story, by the way.
Not one person. Two people of these Special Olympic competitors get completely they cannot find them. One guy from Albania, the plane filled with retarded kids from Albania, they just go, well, we can't find Dave, but we're not going to miss our plane, so fuck him. They leave. They fly back to Albania and leave this retarded kid just on his own avail just to fuck around in fucking L.A. They find him 3 days later. They find him yesterday. Guess where they find him? San Francisco. He got on a bus on his own, like, hey, there's this fucking bus there. Gets on a bus, goes 400 miles, not knowing anything about America. I don't know if he can speak. I don't know what they speak in Albania.
Real quick, the thing is great. How did he buy the ticket?
Who fucking knows? I mean, I'm sure, you know.
Did he just get on the bus and I was like, dude, don't say anything. He's retarded.
Yeah, they're like, ah, this guy, obviously, he knows where he's going. You know, we give him the free fare. The guys.
You ever see, like, a puppy just running down the highway? You're like, maybe I should grab this puppy. You
know, so he had
a retarded kid getting on the bus by himself. So
he has his passport.
Hold on, who are you with?
He has his passport. He's wearing his, like, Albania Special Olympics. And this guy was a bowler.
A champion bowler?
Bowler. That's what he did. He bowled. I think he won the bronze medal, and I think he bowled a 9. I'm kidding. I don't know if that's true or not.
Maybe he sold his bronze medal for bus
fare. This guy just completely fucking vanishes. Disappears. He's gone. He's gone for 4 days, and they find him 400 miles away in San Francisco. So I'm like, wow, okay, I'm glad they found Corky or whatever the fuck. Another kid goes missing. A guy from the Ivory Coast, African guy, who was a ping pong player, 15 years old, completely gone. And then their plane takes off and they leave without him. And they still, to the best of my knowledge, they still haven't found the 15-year-old.
He's at large.
Do you think
Special Olympics people?
Okay, let me
wiggle your retards.
Let me ask you something. Do you think anybody from Albania will actually lose their job for this?
Or do you I don't know much about Albania. I imagine they have bigger fish to fry. But you would think with the Special Olympics,
think they have bigger fish to fry
in Albania? Yeah, probably. Probably than some like retarded bowler with fucking, you know, 17 fingers.
He could be a national hero.
He has 17 fingers on one hand. That's why he's good at bowling. A lot of people don't know that. No, but the thing is, you have one job. If you're thinking about Special Olympics,
keep track of the guests.
Like the real Olympics, you're like, we don't want terrorism. We want this to go off without a hitch. We want to make money for whatever city that we're doing. We want this to be a great Olympics kind of thing. With the Special Olympics, there's an added thing. We want this to go off without a hitch.
Safety first.
We want to do well in whatever in Los Angeles or whatever host city we're at. We want this to go good. We don't want to lose any retards. We don't want these guys to go strand, you know, walking off a fucking edge of a cliff.
Tebow, my dad used to teach his special ed, and it's like, I used to tell him, like, you only really have one job, and that's don't let anybody die. That's your whole job.
Yeah.
Are you really teaching anybody anything? You just don't let them die. But here's the thing. This is a true story. My dad got in trouble with parents because he taught his kids math. By teaching them how to play fucking Texas Hold'em.
Of course he did.
He fucking got in trouble for gambling.
Dad, who's a bookie, has been a bookie for years.
My dad is not a bookie. There's nothing to that. If any law enforcement's listening, my dad knows nothing about that.
Trains a whole bunch of rain, man. Right.
But if anybody needs to place a bet, go to BetDSI or FaxSam. Dude, you have two jobs.
I wish I would
make it go good, and don't lose any of the retards. Two of them, just one of them.
Can you call them special people, dude? Can you call them special people?
Do you think any of them are listening?
Maybe athletes?
Yeah, can we call them special?
No, we can definitely.
Olympians, special Olympians,
retards. That's just like so old school. Now I can't say jokes and say the word retarded because when I say the word retarded, I'm not referring to mentally handicapped or special needs. I'm referring to assholes who are dumb.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay, you have one job. Don't lose.
The special people.
The athletes.
Special people makes it sound like they're better than us.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm like, wow, this guy's a special person. He can fly.
Yeah, you're a special person, too.
I know.
Seriously, don't.
Whatever. Okay, don't lose any of your athletes.
Yeah.
That happen to not be.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
You're 17-fingered Albanian bowlers.
Yeah.
Two of them they lose. And then they just leave the country. They're like, well, we came here with 57. We're coming back with 56, but I'm sure he had a good time.
Special Olympics, but it still was a really good turnout. Because I mean, it's like I heard somebody talking about it yesterday. I'm like, you know, I wish I would have gone to it just to see what it was like.
It was fun,
but like I
would go to it.
Could you go to it as like a spectator, like really the watch to come?
It depends on the event. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch like.
I mean, I'm assuming there's booze served at this event. Like, great.
Is there?
There's got to be. They
got
to make money. They got to make money.
Yeah, get shit-faced and watch a bunch of people running around.
They got to make money. There's got to be booze.
I'd go to that, make a day, put some sunscreen on.
But that also is dangerous. You know, you get enough cocktails in you, and you start yelling and heckling things. And
I'd be gambling for sure.
I wonder if there's any action.
Oh, there's gotta be action.
Does Vegas run action on the Olympics?
I think so.
I would imagine so.
Do they run action on the special? Dude, that would be.
There's gotta be.
There's
gotta
no way.
And even if not, just run action with the people's parents that are in the stands.
I wish any bookies that might be listening that could call in.
I gotta say this because this is a fantastic point that Ryan Hill from Don Carlos.
Yeah.
Which I love. We all love very much. So, if you're ever in La Jolla or San Diego area, get
some. The destination burrito
shop. He just brought up a great point, in which he said, retarded isn't okay, but mama faggot is okay. That's a fantastic point, and I appreciate it. So that all I say, retarded is back on the table.
Hold on. First of all, I don't really say that mama faggot that much.
Only at least twice an episode.
I don't say it. Only when Ari said it, I laughed because it was just so random.
It has been said a lot, and I'm fine with it, but if I can take it.
We said it.
If I can take it, retarded is back on the table. So thank you, Ryan Hill. I appreciate that. Good point. That is a weird question. Is there action? Because I see what you're saying, Mervis, which is there's got to be action.
There's
got to
be
on anything. But your point, Sam, is great. How do you make the odds of, like, how are you going to research, you know, whoever the fuck these guys are? Like, hey, man, this guy's, you know, not only is he good at ping pong, he's got three arms and one paddle in each hand.
How do you figure out
who's good at what?
I don't know if you fully understand the Special Olympics. They don't have three arms and 17 fingers. What? They're regular humans.
Maybe a bookie from Vegas could call in and tell us the odds they were running. I'd really love that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the Special Olympics, man. Pick a color.
Pick a color.
That's true. Yeah.
Red guy?
Might even just like, you know, like, how do you put odds on like coloring books and coloring outside the lines? Like, isn't that one of the events?
No.
Like, I didn't color outside the lines. Poop my pants again. Did it again. You know, I think that's where the action.
Pooping your pants is a special.
I was going to say, that's where the odds are.
It's part
Come
of
on, the over under is four shits in his pants. He's at three. Come on.
I bet
shit
the over.
I'd bet
the
other.
Oh, man. This is going to get dark.
You're just feeding kids cheese so to clog them up so they don't shit their pants too much? Come on, man. Here's what I need. I need you to not shit your pants more than four times.
Your shotgun is block of cheddar.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Two funnies.
So, Ronda Rousey.
No, let's hold on. This guy's going to come. When he calls in, we'll get into it.
Okay.
Let's talk a little NFL. Why don't we? Is anybody here a baseball fan at all?
I'm a baseball fan.
Are you excited about what's going on? I mean, I think this is where actually people start following baseball.
Yeah, it starts to matter.
This is where it starts to matter. And then really, that's my
You can lose every game in July and still make the playoffs.
I mean, if you go into July with a lead.
Yeah.
If you go into July with a lead and you need help, you need other people to lose as well, people that are on your ass. But absolutely.
Yeah, July just doesn't.
And that's why I hate July sports the most.
Hold on. What's a worse sports month? July or August?
July.
Really?
Yep.
August,
you got college
preseason
football starting up. You got preseason starting up.
Special Olympics.
I just realized that's why the UFC did so many events in July. Because it's just a dead month.
They had no competition.
They should load it up. That's a really smart thing for them to do.
That also being said, July is a great month to do stand-up. To do road stand-up, it's great.
Yes and no.
Depending on the area, like if you're going to a cold weather area,
it's not a good time to do stand-up.
Yeah, because they're just happy to be out. But you know what? I mean, yes and no. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
If you go up to the Midwest, people are at the lake.
Yep.
You know, they're not going to the comic club. They're going to the lake.
If you go to a cold area time when it's warm, it's always, there's a festival going on, everybody's at the lake.
Shit like that. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's at the fucking lake.
And shit like that.
I love the lake.
That's it.
I love the lake.
So, I mean, Cubs, man, they got some great young guys, huh?
Stacked. I mean, I would like to see them make
a run.
We're
going to need you in this conversation because you seem to be the baseball expert that Ari is in here.
Baseball is your number one sport, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It goes. List your sports.
Baseball, and then a distant second is football.
A distant second.
Yeah.
Where does the Special Olympics sit?
Mild third.
Just watching for the shot put.
Wow. I like all the adjectives that go along with what place.
Should
they're
I look up the difference?
A whimsical fourth is basketball. A whimsical
I bet shot put at the Special Olympics, people might.
I think ping pong is one.
Dude, I watched the shot put. That's the only event that I watched. Two of the three competitors were trying to eat the shot put.
Well, did
they
dip it
in
ranch?
Trying to eat it.
One guy dipped it in ranch. One guy dipped it in Cholula.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
One guy actually ate the whole thing.
Did he get?
And he goes, "That's gonna be a problem later."
Well, he was in the pooping event, so.
Yeah. And then the thing is, he bent over, shot it out of his ass, 27 yards.
World record.
World fucking record.
I'm just trying to find out what exactly is...
What, baseball standings right now?
No, what is the events? What are the different...
They have all
sports?
Kinds of events. They had...
Team coloring.
Ping pong. They had...
Bowling.
Bowling. Track and field is huge.
Track and field is huge. Yeah, running
track and field
is
huge.
Thing.
Because,
swimming, probably?
Special people like to...
I'm
they
sure
like to run.
Swimming.
Yeah, they I like saw soccer run. In the valley. They were playing out there.
Soccer is another one. And they don't keep score. They just go, like, let these guys kick the goddamn
ball
around.
Do you see what they added to the regular Olympics? What sport they
golf.
Added? Ultimate Frisbee.
Really? Get out of here. Ultimate Frisbee is an Olympic sport.
We're going to the Olympics.
Let me tell you something.
Pole dancing, too.
What?
Pole dancing as well.
Pole dancing is Olympic sport?
I believe so.
It should be, dude. Let's see. It should be. And it's going to be us, the Russians, and the Brazilians. That's who's going to be going at it.
Yeah.
I like USA's chances in that.
I do, too.
I know a bunch of people that probably should be getting ready for the Olympics. You know, all the naughty shows we've done. We know some fucking...
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's so funny because pole dancing is so much like stand-up in that we all started. It all started in strip bars. And about 30 years from now, people will be like, you know, that's where pole dancing started. Was it? You remember? Because you do stand-up. You're like, yeah, stand-up started in strip bars. No way. Yeah, dude, that's where it started. MC's bringing up these girls. Oh, it's not an Olympic sport yet.
What, pole dancing?
Yeah, but it will be. It will be.
I could see it, man. Some of those girls are in shape.
Yeah, they're so hot. They're so hot. Olympic. I wonder if that's the Special Olympics event, pole dancing. How fucking great. Because they have that strength. They can just go windsock for like 2 days.
Yeah, and they just, and you're just like, oh my goodness.
Pole dancing or ribbon dancing?
Tebow is the best opening joke ever.
About the fucking retarded girl with the big tits?
Yeah. Have you ever, is that based on a real story? 100% true.
I literally say it's a true story. The joke is the worst thing about a retarded chick with big tits is this. The second thing that you notice is the fact that she's retarded. And that is an absolute true story. I was walking down the street and she was walking towards me and I got to her tits and I was like, damn.
Look at those hangers.
She got a nice, and then I saw her face and I was like, ah.
Would you still hit it?
I mean, if nobody knows about it. I mean, probably.
Yeah.
In a pinch. And by a pinch, I mean yes.
If it's the weekend or if it's before 8 p.m. on a weekday or any other time, yes.
If I haven't had sex in over a month and I haven't beat off in over 10
minutes.
How many
condoms do you put on?
Zero.
Really? You raw dog a special person with big tits.
You can't get them pregnant. If they do, who are they going to believe?
We got dice on the line.
Is it Dice or is it? I hope it's the guy from Vegas who runs the odds. Welcome to Punch Drunk.
Diaz Brothers are supposed to. Hello.
What up, motherfuckers?
Oh, it's the Diaz Brothers.
We were just going
to. 209, motherfucker. You want to fucking that Russian guy? You want to fuck with us, dog?
Who is that?
Hey,
Nostradamus or whatever his name is?
Motherfucker, we'll beat your fucking ass.
Now, just so people, in case anybody doesn't know, you guys got into a very big public melee at the World Series of Fighting this weekend, and you guys got banned for life. Now, what happened? Another public fight for the Diaz Brothers.
We're fucking devastated, dog. We love going to those fucking World Series of fighting, man, and to not go there ever again, fucking, that weighs heavy on our hearts. Dog, we're fucking devastated. It's like, I don't know what we're going to fucking do on Saturday nights when there's a fucking World Series of Fighting tournament going on.
Now, was there some sort of confusion on your end because it's called World Series of Fighting? Do you think you just show up and fight whoever you want?
Yeah, like we thought it was just open invitation, like anywhere goes, man. So like we took the fights to the casino floors, to the fucking to the stadium, yes, like to the bathrooms, everywhere we could do it.
Parking
lot. We were fucking told, dog, that like if you show up there, you just pick someone to fucking grapple and fucking throw down with, dog, and that's what we did. And then we get fucking banned. That ain't fucking right.
I knew you guys were mighty pissed because it looks like you threw like an $8 beer. That's an expensive beer to throw at somebody. $8, dog.
Dog, my brother Nick, fucking, those guys look dehydrated, man. He was just trying to help them out.
Oh, that's true. That's true. A great way to hydrate is just have beer thrown on you, and you're like, quenches that thirst.
Dog, we had to fucking wring our shirts out, dog, just to get some of that beer money back. Dirty Larry got fucking, he pulled a hamstring, dog. He might never be the same.
Dirty Larry was with you. I forgot about Dirty Larry and Phil, your two scumbag friends. I forgot
Phil's about got a black eye, dog. He's fucking, he's had raw steak on that. And fucking, Gil's old man fucking almost had a heart attack, dog. I mean, it was like Rocky III, dog.
Was he
with? Dog, someone fucking knocked Gil's old man's cart down in the fucking parking lot. Spilled all his fucking
churros
all over the fucking ground.
He was outside selling churros. What was he selling? Churros?
Churros and fucking like inflatable fists and shit. The whole thing. Balloons. He had this whole fucking nine and someone destroyed the cart. If we find who that fucking was, they're going to fucking pay the price.
Are you going to go World Series of Fighting on them?
So now what are you guys going to do on your Saturday nights now that you're banned from the World Series of Fighting? For life.
For life. Mm.
What's sad is they told us fucking by fucking affiliation we can't go to the World Series of Poker either, dog.
What about
it's all under the same umbrella, dog? It's all under the same fucking ownership. And we've been trying to fucking learn to count cards and shit. So like it was a dream of ours, like Ari Scheifman, to fucking go to that World Series of Poker, and that's down the fucking drain.
What about the actual
option, dog, is we got to go to these fights. We love dog shows, too, so maybe we'll fucking hit one of those up.
You're going to go to a dog show and start a fight?
Yeah, dog, we got a fucking Pomeranian that we show, dog.
What?
Hold on. There's World Series of Fighting, World Series of Dog, World Series of Poker. There's World Series of Dog Shows.
Oh, shit, man. Don't tell me they're fucking affiliated because we're fucking banned from all World Series. We can't even go to the Baseball World Series anymore, dog.
Oh, you can't even go to the World Series?
That's what I was going to ask.
Any World Series?
Any fucking series that's of the world, dog.
An umbrella band.
They fucking banned us.
Oh, my God.
Because of this fucking kebab motherfucker who had it coming, dog.
Jesus. Now, what exactly started the fight? Now, I saw you guys got into a fight in the stadium. And then you were asking him, hey, meet me in the parking lot. I think someone got called a faggot or some sort of something. And then the next thing you know, in the...
Dog, this shit goes way back, dog. When me and fucking Kebab, we once fucking rolled together, and we're in the fucking north-south position, and this motherfucker rips a fart in my face and doesn't even fucking apologize. I fucking saw, dog, and fucking Caesar Gracie teaches, if you fucking pass gas doing jiu-jitsu, you always apologize formally with a fucking bow. This motherfucker's from Russia. He's got no manners. He fucking did nothing, dog. Tommy fucking pinko bullshit, dog.
Yeah, he just farts
in your face in the north-south position, and then... Common courtesy would be to stand up and bow.
Yeah, you bow.
What's so weird is that, like, this is literally the most press this fight got. Like, these fights at the World Series of Poker was done on the wrong day. There's two stories that come out of that, and it's the Diaz brothers fucking up Kebab, and then you get Jake Shields. Let's talk about your boy Jake Shields, Ramiar Pahalaris, or whatever his name is. He's notorious for leaving locks on too long, leg locks. This was an arm lock. I think he was doing a Kimura on Jake Shields, and he left it on for too long again, and now he got in trouble again. This guy's a real scumbag, but it's so funny because this is the most press that the World Series of Fighting has ever gotten.
Doug Pohanis fucking, I used to work out at a gym with him. He fucking left his lock on the locker too long, dude. This guy's a fucking maniac.
Did they have to clip it? Did they clip it?
They had to clip the lock, dog. He fucking wouldn't take it off, man. This guy fucking, when it comes to locks, he's not giving them up, dog.
Wow.
This dog, he is out of his fucking mind, dog. I know for a fact, dog, that he has a fucking bicycle that he can't even ride because he fucking left the lock on too long and it rusted.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, unbelievable. It really is the most, and you know, you give it up to the Diaz brothers who are on the line. It really is the most press the World Series of Fighting probably ever has. And all of the press that they're getting, other than the Jake Shields fight, wasn't even in the octagon.
Yeah.
It was in the hallway.
It's not called an octagon. They call it a ring. They're not allowed to call it an octagon.
They fight in a fucking hexagon, dog.
That's right. A parallelogram that they fight in.
The parallelogram.
Our octagon's in the fucking parking lot, dog. Stay between the fucking parking lines if you want to fight us. That's how we fucking roll. I'll fight the fucking rhombus, dog. I don't give a shit about the shape, man.
The rumble in the rhombus.
Rhombus is gouging eyes, dog. You know, that's not cool. Jake Shields had fucking LASIK, man.
Now, real quick, Jake Shields got... how is your other fighting leagues that you guys have been inventing now? I know you had the skydiving UFC where you jump out of a plane and then you fight to the till you hit the ground. How is that going?
That shit's fucking huge right now, dog. We might even get Chuck Liddell to come out of retirement and fight in it.
Yeah. And how is that?
We have the AFL, dog. The pontoon fight league's going fucking great, dog.
Oh, that'd
be
great.
You know, slight mishap. A guy cut a lot of his calf off in the fucking motor. But we're fucking cool. We're still back on our feet.
Are you guys still?
We've learned some lessons, though, dog. We've had some growing pains. Now you got to pass the swimming test to fight on the pontoon boat because we almost had a motherfucker drown.
Oh, yeah, whoa, dude. If you fall in the water, you're fighting, you're swinging, you get knocked out, you fall into the water, you might drown, dog.
Well, especially because last time we talked, you guys said that you were filling the water with sharks and alligators. Is that still
out
of
element?
Now, hold on. Do the sharks and alligators get along, or would they just attack each other?
They team up during the fight,
I hear. We try to wave them together, so, like, you know, there's some sort of fucking history there. Like, it's not totally crazy, but, you know, like, they do attack each other, but, like, that's part of fucking Mother Nature, dog. Speaking of that, we got to talk about this Cecil the Lion, dog. We're fucking real upset about it.
Oh, really? Dude, let's hear about this.
Fucking Diaz brothers love lions, dog. Fucking Conor McGregor's copying us by trying to buy one, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Tebow's whole thing. You know you're going crazy when you buy a lion.
Yep. Anytime you get an
exotic cat. If anyone's crazy, you know it's the motherfucking Diaz brothers, dog.
Yeah, dog.
And, we had one when we were younger, dog, and it got loose, and we don't know. It's somewhere around fucking Stockton right now.
There's just a lot. Wait a minute.
Roaming the streets.
If you ever come up here, don't go to the fucking abandoned bowling alley because there's rumors that's where it lives, dog. It's crazy, dog. Every year we go up to the bowling alley and fucking throw a steak out there for its fucking birthday, and that shit's gone. You just hear fucking something being scarfed down, and you just get out of there quick, dog. You let whatever happens in the shadows happen. We know that's fucking Dwayne in there, dog. We know he's in there.
Dwayne the Lion.
Dwayne the Lion.
We named him after the fucking Rock, dude. Great friend of ours.
Oh,
the Lion's
Christ.
Then on lane 12.
Have you guys...
Dwayne the Lion Johnson, dog.
Hey, let me ask you something.
No, dog, that fucking The Rock is from Stockton, dude. He was born there, and then when he was 3 days old, his parents got the fuck out.
Wow.
I got to ask you something, then we got to go because we got another guest about to call in. Have you guys seen this video of this guy who put a motocross bike on the surfboard.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Dude,
this guy rides the wave in a motocross.
He rides a couple of waves. He's like flying by surfers on a fucking motocross.
It's literally
bike.
You're like,
hey, dog. Have we fucking seen it? We invented that shit, dog.
Oh,
we do that shit on our BMX bikes.
Oh yeah, shit.
Just pedaling the hell out of it.
Yeah, shit.
You ever seen fucking ET? That was us fucking riding the bike with the moon on the waves, dog.
Oh.
We have a little fucking retarded buddy sitting in the front basket, dog, and we just take huge fucking jumps. A friend of ours from fucking Stockton, so kid Jimmy the Cripple, dog.
Jimmy the Cripple.
He's got Down syndrome, dog, and he's got a fucking cerebral palsy. He's got the double fucking whammy.
Now, were you guys...
double whammy. me.
Is it a double bike? Are you? Is it one of those double bikes
tandem,
or like
tandem bikes?
Are you guys doing? Are you guys riding waves on tandem bikes?
We never tried it, dog. That's a decent idea, though. But a lot of times we would do fucking one of us on the BMX, the other on the guy's shoulder, just for fucking maximum challenge. Get that core strength, dog.
Uh-huh.
Those fucking waves that that guy was riding, dude, that was pussy shit, dude. We ride bigger fucking waves than that, and we're fucking pedaling. Fuck
yeah, dude. For sure, man. Well, Diaz Brothers, we love you. We got a lot of people calling in today. We'd love to have you. We have Gay Jesus. Word is he's calling in later. We'd love to have the bookie from Vegas call in. If
Special Olympics odds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, do some odds on the Special Olympics, break that down. But we got a big show full of lot of color, so we can't stay much longer. We love you guys. We're really pissed.
I'm sorry about the ban, you guys, from All World
Series. I'm going to be honest with you. Tough. I think I'm not going to watch the fights anymore.
Tough luck.
I'm not going to watch.
Hey, Kamal, we're coming for you, dog. This is a real life. Fucking Red Dawn. Wolverine!
Yeah, all right. That is the Diaz Brothers. Thank you for calling in. A lot of fun. A lot of stuff.
Wow. Banned from every World Series.
On an umbrella ban.
Wow.
It's tough luck.
And they were ready to count cards, they said.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Dude, those guys get into scuffles at everywhere they go.
They're hilarious.
Everywhere. I mean, they just, who was he trying to fight at the UFC?
You know,
a
I
while
dinner
ago?
With them? For real?
You did what?
I had dinner with them, like,
really?
About 6-7 years ago. They were the nicest guys ever.
Everybody says, everybody that ever meets them is like, these guys are so fucking nice and cool.
They are. They're so laid back. They're nice guys, but they're just like, they're just guys.
Candace, the fight nanny, her brother met one of them, I think Nick, at a club in Vegas and was like, yeah, Dad, the guy's super cool.
Speaking of MMA, joining us is a YouTube sensation, and I'm very excited to have him back on. You guys loved him last time he was on, and we're happy to have him on. Please welcome from the Tommy Toehold Show, Tommy Toehold.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Dude, thanks for calling in, dude. Really excited to have you on. Want to talk some UFC 190. Ryan, do you care at all? That don't even mention where we watched it or where it was watched.
I will not.
Do you follow the UFC at all, Ryan?
I have been a little bit. I like all of this Rousey stuff. I really think that, I mean, everybody wants to see the Cyborg.
Yeah, that's why we're calling you in. Let's get into UFC 190. I was really amazed at how much negativity was about most of the card. I found it to be an entertaining fight card, with the exception of the one Ultimate Fighter finale where the little black guy took on the big dude. It was way too big for that weight class. Somehow made it. That was literally the only fight. Tommy, what did you think of the UFC 190 fight card?
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was that bad either. I think it was a couple things. One, having those two tough finales on the main card.
Weird.
Kind of threw people off.
Sure
yeah,
did.
Because, I mean, I guess for the Brazilian audience, it made sense. That show aired in Brazil. You know, they followed it. But for most of the American audience, and, you know, Ronda's a big draw here in the United States, I'm sure there were a lot of people watching it going, I don't know who these people are. I don't really care. The first tough fight was pretty exciting. The second one,
yeah, dude,
was,
it was blood.
Was
they beat
good.
The shit out of each other.
That was actually a great fight.
That was a great fight. And that's what I felt was the only really bad. That's the one after was the only bad one.
You know what I noticed watching it? Both of those tough fights, none of them were able to wear whatever shorts they wanted. None of them were wearing the Reebok shorts because
they
didn't have a contract.
I think they were, but they were different.
No.
Well, I think it was the team, the teams that they had for the tough season. They had like special, every year they give the team special colors that
right.
they wear, and I think that's what we were seeing.
Right.
But yeah, overall the card I did enjoy. There were a couple here and there that weren't that great. I think, you know, they had so many of the older, you know, very popular Brazilian fighters on there, and some people don't like seeing, you know, Big Nog looking old and things like that.
Yeah.
But no, overall I thought it was a good
card.
Is
he done? Do you think he's done? Should he not fight anymore?
I hope he is. I hope he is, because
that guy's,
I mean,
his face looks like he tried to stop a train. It's like, it looks, he looks like a monster.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he is not even 40 yet, but he looks about 60.
Yeah, it's really crazy. How come Shogun Rua doesn't get any respect when you talk about the greatest MMA fighters of all time. If you, dude, you go back, almost every fight that this guy gets into is a legendary fight. Mm. Some of the greatest fights that ever happened. I mean, he had the fight versus Little Nog in Pride that still to this day people call one of the greatest fights ever. Mm-hmm. And then the Dan Henderson fight, first one, was, if dude, you'll find a better, more entertaining fight than that,
that
one
was a great
in
fight.
The history of MMA.
That was up
yeah,
there.
It's probably the best fight of all time. That's yeah. very true. I think the problem that Shogun had was, you know, for the older fans, we've all seen him in Pride, everything else, and we loved him. But I think there were two big booms in the UFC's history. You had the 2005 boom from the Forrest Griffin, Stephen Bonner tough season, and then you had the 2011-2010 boom from Brock Lesnar. Well, the Brock Lesnar boom was pretty big, and at that time, Shogun wasn't really performing as well. He wasn't faring as well in his career. And I think that kind of – so those newer fans, they saw this guy, they're like, I don't get what the big deal is. But I agree. I mean, he's incredible. He's had amazing fights, and, you know, he definitely has slowed down. I thought he looked great in that first round against Lil Nog, and then after that, the fight was not bad, but it wasn't great, and – I don't know where he goes from here, but he's definitely a legend and definitely deserves all the respect.
I know he's older, and he's not really even that old. He's, what, 32? He's
Ew.
Not even
yeah,
Shogun
yeah,
Roy.
He's not old. He's just got a lot of
he's
miles.
He's got pride miles
he's
on
older
him.
Older than 32.
No, dude, he's, yeah. like, actually pretty young, but he's got a lot of pride miles on him, dude. And do you think that the UFC, now that they – it's so interesting that they always mention, like, Strikeforce, former Strikeforce champion, former they even do WEC champion, which are two organizations they bought. But they never mention Pride champions. And I think that – and the reason I really hope Fedor comes to UFC is that it you can't call something a Hall of an MMA Hall of Fame. I know it's called the UFC Hall of Fame, but it is the MMA Hall of Fame without having Fedor in it. And I hope that he comes in and they open kind of a wing of the UFC – Hall of Fame for the Pride fighters who, like, kind of had too many miles on them before they came to the UFC.
Yeah, I think they're doing – I can't remember exactly what they had planned, but they've redone the idea of the Hall of Fame, and there is going to be a pioneer section, and I'm not exactly sure what that entails, but I believe they are going to do something to that effect, and I hope they do. And yeah, I'd love to see – like when they announced the Fedor thing, I honestly wasn't excited just because it's been so long – his late career didn't turn out how, you know, I'm sure everybody expected it was going to. But at the same time,
well, I mean, you can't be on top forever, dude.
He had
a run that till this day is no, the closest person to match the run that Fedor had was Anderson Silva in his prime. That nothing. I mean, like, dude, he went what 25-30-0 in Pride when everybody was juicing. Maybe he was juicing. I mean, like, we're used to seeing juicers being shredded. He really had your dad's build. He looked like your dad going
yeah,
in there.
He did.
But he was a fucking grizzly bear in there. And you can't, you know, it's like you talk about the Mount Rushmore of MMA. I don't know who's on yours, but if you don't have Fedor on your top four or five, it's like you're crazy.
Yeah. Fedor would definitely be on there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I mean, I know when there was all those negotiations going on and, you know, people were saying this and that about Fedor, but you look at what he did, it's pretty incredible. And regardless of competition, to win that long is unbelievable. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Oh, he didn't have the opponents that people have now or things like that. Having a run like that is just ridiculous.
I think his opponents were crazy back
then. So
do I. This notion that he didn't have, like, okay, he didn't have Kane. That's about it. I mean, Kane's
right.
Maybe the evolution of the UFC fighter. He's the only one he didn't take on.
Mm-hmm.
But I would put a young Fedor versus young Kane. I would like to see that fight.
I'd love to see that fight.
I think he stacks up pretty well. I mean, he does have the speed, but he definitely has the power.
Sure.
And he's a Sambo champion. So let's get into this. Let's get into this. Sorry about that. I always do that, man. My apologies,
it's
Tommy.
It's okay.
Let's get into this Ronda Rousey thing. First of all, let's get your take on this. It's very interesting, man. I'm not really into nationalism until I see an American go somewhere and then they all boo him and they cheer their guy on. Then I instantly become, let's go for the American. I did enjoy a lot of the things that Beth was saying
to Cuajero was saying to Ronda Rousey. I do think the suicide thing was not classy enough. I think there needs to be respect among the fighters. You can talk a lot of shit, almost anything, but like your dad killing himself is like, you should never
it's
go
not,
there.
Yeah, off limits.
That's just so tragic. I wouldn't wish that on fucking anybody. And to say that is just like the hype is just. So, like, I think everybody wanted Beth to get a beating. You know what I'm saying? So when she walks out, everyone's booing Ronda Rousey. I'm totally cool with that. I knew that this girl was going to get her ass kicked because her hand speed so slow compared to Ronda Rousey. Is the competition going to hurt? Well, what's your take on the whole fight real quick?
On the fight itself, I mean, yeah, I think everybody going into that one pretty much expected Beth to lose. I think the thing that was impressive about the fight was the manner in which Ronda won. I mean, everybody expected her to win, or, you know, maybe by TKO or submission, but I've never seen, I mean, we haven't seen Ronda knock somebody out cold like that.
Ever.
And you rarely see that even in that division at all. So to see that was really impressive, and that was really cool. But yeah, I mean, I would have bet my social security number that Betch Cohea was going to lose. I mean, it just wasn't any chance. There's no way.
Yeah, and you could even see, like, it's like Rogan's pretty good at hyping up, you know, even when it's a mismatch, he can find something to kind of sell to the fans. And even he was like, well, I'm glad she believes in herself. I'm glad she's she's cool with that. She's going to do well. I don't know how much that's going to help, but it's good. So let's get into it. Because here on Punch Drunk, we seem to be the only ones, and I love Ronda Rousey. She works with Armenians. I'm an Armo. She went over there to Armenia, celebrated respected the Armenian genocide. Very much into her. What I am not enjoying is the Kool-Aid that everybody's drinking on this cyborg fight. Where do you fall on this?
All right. Well, I think we might have differing opinions on this,
I
do see the argument.
Tommy, I get that you are involved in the MMA community, and I feel that even though there wasn't a memo sent out, but there's been kind of this thing that Ronda Rousey is great for the sport. She brings eyeballs. Completely agree with that. So I understand that. But go, okay. We've had Brendan Schaub on. We discussed it. I want to hear your point. Sorry to cut you off. Go on.
No, that's okay. Well, I mean, to me, I think at this point in their careers, I don't understand why Ronda would need to accommodate a challenger. So I do want the fight to happen with Cyborg, and I honestly do think it will happen, and it might end up happening at a heavier weight. But at this point in their careers, I understand why Ronda is like, no, come to 135. I mean, she's built this division in the UFC, and you know, she hasn't been beat, and I get that she had fought heavier, but that was, again, you know, 5-6 years ago, and the same thing for Cyborg. You know, we could say, okay, 5-6 years ago, she failed a drug test. Now, we don't hold that against her now, so I'm not going to hold it against Ronda that she used to fight at a heavier weight. I do think it'll happen eventually, and I don't see the big deal about waiting a little bit longer, honestly. I think what Ronda's doing, I think she's going to win a couple more fights at 135. She's probably going to be done fighting in general maybe in the next year or so. And then I think she's going to bulk up if Cyborg's not going to come down to 135, and it'll be her last fight.
How long do you think this fight happens, in your guesstimation? And then I'll give you my opinion.
I would honestly be surprised if it took longer than 2 years for this fight to happen.
Okay, 2 years from now. All right.
I think that's about right.
I think you're right in that it will be 2 years, but I would be very disappointed if it was 2 years. I do not see how this is any different than what Mayweather does. And I'm telling you, I'm a Ronda fan. This is no different than what Mayweather did with Manny Pacquiao in terms of stretching it out till the last very second where maybe the opponent, who they're afraid of, their skills diminish. Now,
we're also talking about somebody that isn't even in the UFC.
Well, UFC is pretty much, they pull from Invictus left and right.
I know, but it's like a lot of people are like, Ronda's ducking this chick. She's actually technically not even available to fight her right now.
Well, the thing is this, is like, Tommy, your argument is sound, but I think your argument is coming from a brand point of view.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
My opinion is, from the fight game, consistently in combat sports, when a champion is so dominant, and we haven't seen a dominant person this dominant since Mike Tyson.
Yep.
And the only reason Mike Tyson couldn't move up because he was at the heaviest weight you can. But look what we did with Anderson Silva. Look what we've been talking about with John Jones. Look what we've been talking about with Aldo. All these guys, all we talk about is when they're this dominant, are they going to move up? Are they going to start taking fights in a higher division? And we've had super fight, quote-unquote super fight catch weights before. Hoyce Gracie, Matt Hughes was not at 170. It was a catch weight because they wanted to make that fight happen.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva did not fight Forrest Griffin, which, believe it or not, was a super fight in its own way. They didn't fight for a belt at 205. In terms of the fight game, the history has shown a dominant champion, this dominant, moves up and fights monsters for bigger fights. I do not know why everybody is okay with this Miesha Tate 3 when it hasn't even been close.
I think what we have here is a lack of competition at that division. And I think that's where what Tommy's saying is like, she is going to eventually have beaten everybody in her division twice. Two or three times. And then it's going to paint herself into a corner by simply just being dominant. Not in a bad way, but it's eventually going to be like, people are going to stop watching her
100%
beat people in 30 seconds because we've seen she's going to beat everybody once. She's going to beat everybody twice. And nobody's going to be – there's nobody coming up that – like Miesha Tate is kind of starting to clean out that division too.
Yeah, Miesha Tate is the second best fighter.
And that's why we're seeing Miesha Tate 3 because it's like – She's cleaned out the division. Ronda's cleaned out the division. So what are we going to do? Watch these two fight every 6 months? Or are you eventually going to fight Cyborg or somebody else?
Well, and then kind of to your point, and I think it's why we're not going to see this fight until the very end of their careers.
Correct.
If Ronda fought Cyborg next and beats Cyborg,
then what?
What's left?
Exactly.
I mean, she might as well just retire.
That's a different argument, and that's a much better argument than any other argument, is like, if she fights her now, what is left?
Yep.
But, you know, the notion that this fight has to be for a belt is ridiculous. The champ, as a champ, you're right. She shouldn't go chasing her. As a legacy and as the greatest of all time, she totally should go chase her. We're talking two different things here, man.
Yeah.
If you're talking legacy, which is what everybody is now talking about, is she the greatest of all time? Which I don't think you can compare John Jones's run to, or Fedor's run, or Anderson Silva's run to Ronda Rousey's run, because these guys are fighting people who've been fighting since they were five, you know, like doing karate and all that shit.
Yep.
These Ronda's fighting chicks who picked up Tai Bo 7 years ago and then got in and then started wanting to fucking do that. And I'm not degrading the women game because it's in its infancy right now.
Yeah. It's fresh.
I mean, there's, you know, if you look at the, you know, welterweights in the UFC, there's probably 100 guys. You know, there's probably 70, you know, welterweights, a shitload of them you never fucking heard of, 25 of them you have.
Yeah.
But there's probably, for every guy that you've heard of in the welterweight division, you know, for every Chris Weidman, there's 10 guys you don't know.
Probably a Sam Tripoli. My fight weight's 185.
There's probably 19, you know, women in Ronda Rousey's entire weight class. 25, 30. She's beaten all of them. Some of them haven't even earned a right to fight her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's just too new, and she's so far ahead of her time.
Tommy's argument about if they fight right now, what's left, is the only realistic argument against her moving up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go on, Tommy, go.
Well, I think, you know, with Ronda, I do think her motivation is not, a lot of people are saying, oh, I think Ronda's ducking Cyborg. And I think, you know, in Ronda's early career when she was in Strikeforce still, I think she even said in an interview she needed a little more time before she was ready for Cyborg. I think she said that in a Strike Force interview. But I don't think – I think she's at that point now.
Oh, I think she could win this fight. I was not to cut you off, then you can finish your point. When Cyborg put up that Instagram picture and they showed her throwing punches, I'm like, she's got big arms and big hands, but those are slow again, man. It's slow. When you watch Beth Coyer, and I'm not saying Beth Coyer is Cyborg at all because Cyborg hasn't lost in 10 years in terms of MMA – but again, the punches are slow. You could tell that Ronda Rousey watched that old Mike Tyson clip where he's like doing shadow boxing in the ring with Customato. You can tell she did it, Kane did it, where they throw those punches and they're just lightning fast. She's lightning fast now. I think she could beat Cyborg now.
I do too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think so too. But I think the reason she's holding off on this is not about, like, oh, I don't want to fight Cyborg at this point. I think it's two things. Well, I actually think it's one thing. I think she doesn't like Cyborg. I think she, one, feels like Cyborg was a cheater in the past, and now feels like, I have the leverage on this woman. She needs this fight with me. I'm going to make her wait as long as possible. Now, when it comes to legacy, like we talked about, because you're right, at this point, the title is not even really that important anymore, because it's really about, is Ronda Rousey the best female fighter of all time?
Yes.
And I think Ronda knows that. I mean, she's already talking about, you know, she's talked about legacy before. I don't want to have I want to go undefeated my entire career. She knows that she has to fight Cyborg at some point. And if you look at her life up to this point, everything she's done, this is a woman who cares about being the best in the world. And
yeah,
I guarantee
100%.
There will never be a time where Ronda Rousey retires without having fought Cyborg.
No, I think you're totally right. And I just feel that, like, it's just an interesting thing, dude. I think them putting the Misha Tate fight on that Aldo McGregor fight is the smartest move ever. Because now she can blitz and destroy Misha
Tate. Well, my problem with 190 was, the Rousey thing is great. But also going into it is, you know, somebody that's, you know, if I'm thinking about buying that fight or whatever, I know that the headlining fight has a high probability of being less than 60 seconds. Every other fight that was on that card wasn't for a title, and for the most part had no overall meaning in the big picture of
things. With the exception of Shogun versus Nock, which was a legendary rematch, and it was very interesting that in Brazil it was a huge thing because that was their Ultimate Fighter coaches fighting.
Yeah, that's
correct.
True, too. Yeah, and so a lot of it was tough related in a Brazil tough. So I didn't have a lot of dogs in that fight, as they say. But there was no like, hey, man, this is number one versus number two. Winner gets a title shot. There was a lot of things. It was almost like a Brazilian Hall of Fame card.
Yeah.
With Tough involved,
yes.
And then Ronda Rousey as the candle on the cake, a lot of it didn't really mean anything.
But listen, I think the UFC's, and maybe I'm wrong, I got to do a little more research, but I think the UFC's going to get in a lot of trouble if they make the only important fights are one for titles, and two, you have to be undefeated to be relevant. If you lose, you fall off the map.
I don't think that's really the case.
That's a bad precedence to start.
I don't think that's what's going. I don't think that's the case right now. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think if you're set, 11-0, and then you lose to the number one contender or a great fighter, you don't move to the back of the line. You might drop down two or three clicks, but I don't think you. I think it's going to be relatively impossible, with the exception of Rousey, for someone to go undefeated for their entire career.
I'm going to say something to you. I think John Jones could go pretty far. I don't think he... If you fight well into your 30s, you're going to get clipped. I'm going to ask you something, and it's very controversial, Tommy. How much more fuckable are the Brazilian ring girls than the American ring girls? That
chick was so
hot. She'd look like a blow-up doll. And it's like, for some reason...
Ass for days, too.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, like, in Brazil, they're like, these are hot chicks. In America, don't get me wrong, the girls are cute in the face. But their bodies, they're very androgynous. Very androgynous. Because I think that the media is so feminist in this country.
They're scared to do it.
They don't want fucking blow-up doll strippers walking around, which is the thing I love about Bellator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bellator's ring girls are definitely, they're ridiculous.
Nobody got
The Brazilian card girls are definitely the best of the UFC, in my opinion, too, yeah.
It's so interesting, dude. She's so fucking...
You're right, though. Like, it is interesting how, because they, now they have sort of these, like, regional-based ring card girls, and they all do have, like, a different sort of... You're right. Like, I think it's just more of the culture of the area and what, you know, people find attractive in that space. I agree. Yeah. It's interesting.
If you ever want to see how men have lost the war, look at our ring girls.
Yeah, they should have like a UFC at like Tennessee, and like the ring girls have like 5 teeth, and like overalls on.
Oh man,
they keep farting.
They're holding a baby.
I know they got a baby. One breastfeeding. They're breastfeeding.
Well, Tommy, we appreciate you calling in and calling all the time. When's the next big card?
The next big card? Well, they've got a couple UFC fight nights coming up. And they've got some good fights on them. The next pay-per-view is UFC 191, and that is September 5th, and that's
Mighty
Johnson
Mouse
versus Dotson, too.
Yeah. All right, well.
Who else is on that card? Do you know?
Yeah, they've got Andre Arlovski and Frank Mir fighting.
That's not a good fight.
I like that.
Rumble and Jimmy Manoa. So.
Oh, that's not a bad card.
Well, I like that card.
Yep.
I would love. Do you think John Jones comes back anytime soon? It is really amazing how you don't hear anything.
Yeah, I think he's laying low, which is a good call on his
part.
I think it all comes down to that charge, honestly. If he can beat it, I think he'll come back.
Yeah.
If he's gone for like 2 years because of this thing, I don't know if he's even going to want to come back, honestly. I don't know. I mean,
he'll want to come back. If you throw that guy in a cage, you don't think he's going to come back and rip people's heads off?
Yeah.
He might. I don't know. I feel like he got beat down pretty bad in his, not like physically, I don't mean that, because I mean, he was the most dominant champion that we've seen in a long time, but I mean, in terms of the media and the fans, I mean, John Jones was getting ripped apart daily, and I think the pressure kind of got to him.
Real quick, and then we'll let you go. Who's on your Mount Rushmore? Your top, and it's really hard to do a Mount Rushmore when there's so many great people,
sure,
but if you had to pick four, who would be your Mount Rushmore?
Okay, I've got to say, I know it's early, and he's still, you know, JBJ's got to be on there. I mean, I think what he's done already is one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
Who?
John Jones.
Oh, easily. Easily.
JBJ, yeah. Got to have John Jones on there. You got to have Fedor on there.
I agree,
because
both.
Of what he did. I would say, okay, now, I think there's historical reasons to have other people on these, not just greatest of all time, so I think... I guess I only have four, right? I'd have to say Hoist Gracie.
I agree with that.
Because you have to. And then...
This is where it gets weird.
You could argue a case for GSP.
GSP? Is there a case for Ronda Rousey?
I think Ronda Rousey, honestly, is the most... Because of her significance to women's MMA. So really, women's MMA, previous to her, yes, it existed and hardcore fans knew, but it was pretty much the Dark Ages. So
yeah.
if we're assuming this is like some sort of women's MMA renaissance, it's going to keep getting better. She's basically their Hoist Gracie. I'd have to put Ronda on there.
Some dark horses could be George St. Pierre. He could easily be on there. Oh, my God. Anderson Silva?
See, it's so hard. It's so freaking hard.
How do you not have Anderson Silva? That's the hardest part.
I'd put him before Rousey.
I would have to add another
to me,
head.
Like, throwing
you got
to
go five.
Throwing Rousey in there, to me, is like going like, who's your, basketball fucking, you know.
We're
going
to go five.
All right.
With the four that are locks for me, Fedor, John Jones, Hoist Gracie, Anderson Silva. Without a doubt, those are the four. Mm. Who's the fifth? You could have Ronda Rousey. You could have Wanderlei Silva. That 18-fight winning streak in Pride, that guy was a murderer. You could have Dan Henderson. There's an argument for Dan Henderson being one of the greatest of all times.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very dark horse, like distant, like Verdum, if he puts together a couple more big wins, beat Kane, beat Fedor, if he avenges his Junior Dos Santos fight, there is an argument for him being in the discussion. Not yet, but he could enter that kind of argument.
I would probably go GSP just so he doesn't call in and lose his marbles.
Oh, man. Well, Tommy, you're the best. I hope you enjoy coming on our show. We appreciate it. Sorry, I get really passionate about Rhonda because I just feel like everybody's no, okay. drinking this fucking Kool-Aid. But we appreciate calling in. Let's see what fights are coming up, man. We'd love to have you call back in. And I'd love that you call in one time when Ari's on the show. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So we appreciate
it. Yeah, I was going to say, maybe one of these times.
Yeah, man, we'll make it happen. You're the best, Tommy. Tommy Toholt from the Tommy Toholt Show. It's great. I mean, dude, your editing is great, man. I love watching your videos, and I appreciate you being on the show, man.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I'll be on anytime you want me.
All right, man, you're the best. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, later.
We got something interesting, Sam.
Uh-oh, we got a situation. I love that guy calling in. He's so good, and he's funny as fuck.
Dude. You guys should fuck.
If he's a power bottom, dog. If he's a power bottom.
Yep. What if he's not a power bottom, but he's a thirsty, thirsty, thirsty bottom?
Ooh.
That's a question.
Tempting.
Dude, you asked the questions.
Josh Martin.
Yes. Have him call in. Tell him call in.
He said he's calling in. And if you don't know who he is, he's the guy that had
AKA
to wash his
Jizz
face.
Rag.
He had to wash his face with our cum.
It's true.
Wants to make an interesting bet with you.
Dude, okay, Josh, you're listening. Our bet is done. It's over. We're not betting anymore. Make a bet with somebody else in the league. You lost. I gave you everything, and you still lost the worst way possible.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, before you even call in, there is no bet with me. Make a bet with Tebow. Tebow likes bets. He makes them all the time.
Yeah,
make a bet with Ari.
I would make a bet.
I think Ryan's in the – Ryan Mervis has said he'll make a bet with you. Make a bet
Mervis
with
Mervis and I already have a bet.
We have a bet we got to talk about.
All we right. have our bet.
Call in, Josh. You can make a bet with any of these guys.
He's got a boner for you, though.
I know he does.
He wants
because he tastes my jizz.
Yeah, it's hard not to have a boner after that.
He wants in the Punch Drunk League.
I'm not against it.
And he just wants to go straight up record, just you and him. Whoever has the best record, loser draws out of the bag of bets.
That's all he wants. Okay, and take it. Is it Josh Martin? I don't know. Who's online with us?
Take it. Who is this?
This is Josh Martin.
We're just talking about you.
Josh Martin, a.k.a. Jizzrag. How are you, dude?
Now, first of all, Josh, you haven't called in, I don't believe, since you washed your face with our milky milk milk. How did that go for you?
That's man milk, right?
How did it smell?
Mm. What was the viscosity like?
Smell. It was so quick there was no smell.
Uh-huh.
Sure, there wasn't.
Now, how often have you thought about that, and have you ever been jerking off and then even accidentally thought about the fact that you had our cum all over your face?
No. What I did was I took the packaging, the envelope, and I jerked off in the envelope.
Oh, okay. That's interesting and creepy all at the same time.
Wants to be part of it.
Josh, I like you. I think you're a great guy.
Sam, let's make a bet in a
Josh,
different league.
It's over. League. The betting with me is over. You got to make
this
it with somebody
I'm
else. Make it with Tebow. Make it with you.
This
bet
is the
with
bet
me.
I'm making with you. I'm offering you the bet. I join Punch Drunk League.
Yep.
Whoever has the best record.
Yep.
Win.
Okay, we've
That's
already
simple.
Discussed that.
It's just between me and you.
Why?
Just between me and you.
Yeah.
Josh. And losers pulls from the bag.
Why are
wow.
you set on taking on me? It doesn't make any
I
sense.
I want revenge.
He well, wants revenge on you.
Josh, I gave you everything and you lost.
You
that was
gave
a pretty,
me nothing.
Oh, it was,
you
it was
gave
a stacked
me,
bet
all
against
you.
Sam.
Yeah.
Comrade.
Everybody
That's
agreed that
me.
I had the worst team and I knew I didn't and I won.
And you won the
you
league.
You got lucky from injuries.
What? That's part of the game,
that's
dumbass.
That's half of fantasy football.
It is half of fantasy football.
That's the game.
Yeah.
Make the bet with
so
Tebow.
Why,
he'll take a bet with
you're
you.
So good at fantasy football. Why are you afraid to make this bet?
Because I already bet with you and beat you. I'm over it. I want to.
It does sound like you're scared.
No, okay, Tebow. Nice psychological game. Nice side game right there. Nice side game.
I don't know why you wouldn't take the bet.
Make it with Tebow. Or
I'll
you
make
got
the
no
bet,
bet
anytime, but he doesn't want to
make
the
it
bet
with
me.
Josh,
I don't want to make it with you. I will get Ari. I will call Ari right now and get him involved in this conversation.
Well, I'm sure Ari in Scotland will take your call.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. Just
with his burner phone.
I forgot he's in Scotland. When he comes back, phone. I will talk to him.
What's he going to say to you? Oh, what do you think he's going to get me to do the bet? Josh, I'm telling you right now, I will never do this bet with you.
I'm telling on you. I'm telling Ari.
Josh, I'll do a bet with you. If you lose, you give me $1,000. If I lose, I do bets. Okay, then it's not happening.
It's a straight up bag of bets.
No, dude, you can't, you lost. Beat Tebow next year after that. Come back after me. You got to take on somebody else first and beat them. Then you can have me.
Going back-to-back bets is...
Yeah, it's boring.
That's not how it works.
And also, the bag of bets was rigged.
I don't even know
what you're talking about.
So who told you that? Who told you that?
You owe him. You owe
Tebow said that on the show last week.
Tebow, did you say that?
I said that you said that you think it was rigged.
No, he said
it was wigged.
He did say wigged.
He said you thought it was wigged. Listen, dude. Listen, dude, it's all good.
The bet was not wigged.
It's all good if you agree to make this bet.
Josh, listen to me. You are not listening. You think you can just power through this and you can pull some mind games.
Yes.
It's not happening. Pick somebody else to make a bet with try to get redemption.
I have a question for Sam. Was it wigged or wasn't it wigged?
It was not wigged.
It wasn't wigged. I will make the bet with you, Josh.
Josh,
first of all, because you were such a good sport, let me say this. You were a great sport. That's a very difficult bet to pay off. You danced around it for a while. You tried it every which way out, but then you go, you know what? It's for the sake of comedy. Not only did you wash your face with our cum, you did it in front of a packed live audience. So just for your effort on that right there, you are absolutely in the league. I absolutely think you should be in this league.
I agree.
I don't know why Sam is afraid to make this bet with you.
I guess
he's
I'm
very
scared.
Afraid.
I guess I'm scared.
Josh's nickname is Cyborg.
Even an embarrassment to Armenians to be so scared to make a bet.
Yeah, try all the psychological games you can.
I'm not trying to. I will make the bet, no problem with you.
Josh, he wants to make a bet with you. Do you want to do a bet?
He doesn't want me. I was saying this to him last night. I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Josh, you are in the league. How do you feel about that?
You know, and then.
Josh, there you go. You got what you wanted. You're in the league.
I hear Josh, Gay Jesus is calling in a few minutes. I just found out.
Really? Yep. Exciting.
That'll be good.
But I got to go in about...
Now, Mervis and I have a bet.
Yeah, we got a bet.
Which is twofold.
Okay.
$20 straight up. Up and down, $20.
Big
bucks.
Money.
Big cash money.
She just got real.
Yeah. $20.
Yeah.
And then loser draws from the bag as well.
Oh, double...
Double down.
And
it's
what it is.
It's a parlay, if you will.
Nine and seven.
Oh, yeah.
Lower for the Minnesota Vikings, which is Mervis's love of his life.
Skull Vikings.
He's wearing a Teddy Bridgewater. Two people in America have a Teddy Bridgewater jersey. One of them is Teddy Bridgewater. The other, Ryan Mervis.
Oh, man, you got to take the train to Teddy Town.
Hey, well, I got to be honest with you, man. You have a better team than last year. You got Adrian Peterson back.
They got Wallace.
Mike Wallace
is going to be good.
Kyle Rudolph is nice and healthy. We got
Patterson's going to be good.
We stacked our defense.
You're
Trey
in a
Wayne,
hard division. Well, no.
We're in the toughest division.
I don't know about the tough.
Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions are both going to be fucking solid this year.
I think the Rams and Arizona are also going to be good sleepers. I think the NFC West
is easily the best division by far.
Niners have taken a big dip.
Yeah, but when the Niners are the worst team in your division, I mean, St. Louis is going to be better. I think Nick
St. Louis on the way up. Arizona's
going to be
up.
Way better. They got Gurley. Going to be interesting. And then they got that defense that was actually good, really injured. Understand it.
Rams are going to be good.
They're going to be good. That's the hardest.
Okay. I'd say NFC West is currently the hardest division. The overall all-time division.
Of all time.
NFC North.
But you know that means nothing.
You mean like in the history of football?
In the history of... Ever since the Buccaneers left our division.
Yeah.
I mean, more of Super Bowls have probably come out of the NFC East with the Cowboys and Redskins and Eagles.
Yeah.
And Giants.
Now let's
of all
take,
time,
let's take Green
tough.
Bay out of that discussion.
Oh, then never mind.
Yeah. 100% on that. Yeah. So he has got the Vikings. Yeah. 10-6 or better, I lose the bet. 9-7 or worse, I win the bet.
And we got a tough schedule too. We got to play the NFC West.
I think you're crazy, dude. Now I think about it, I think you're a little crazy. I do like them, and I do think they're good.
I mean, I need them to lose 7 games, or I'm drawn out of the bag. Now, should we wait to draw out of the bag once we get closer to the bet going down, or should we draw out of the bag right now?
Let's do it right now.
Yeah, we'll do it right now while you're here. All right, let's get the bag.
Get the bag.
Bag of bets. Bag of bets. Bag of bets. This isn't. Now, I don't know what's all is in there, and I hope the cum rag still isn't in there. Oh, God. Ugh. It just rains bag of bets. Now, Sam, do you want to draw it?
I would like to.
Since you are not involved, let's shake it up. Give it a nice shaky, shaky.
Shake that sack.
I'm really scared.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
I hate this bag. Oh, God. Okay, Sam's hand is going in the bag.
I'm a little nervous.
This is what the loser
I'm going
of
all
Mervis
the way
and
to the
I.
bottom one.
God, be something
go.
Good. Oh, God,
oh,
Sam
no.
Chase. No. Don't say oh no. Don't say oh no.
Okay, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Okay, now. Good.
And next 3 stand-up shows by yelling, thank you, I love big black cocks.
Not bad. 3?
Not bad at all. That's my usual closer.
All right, that's not bad at all.
Should we do another one? Really raise the stakes?
I'll let Mervis decide.
I mean, I'm a gambler.
God damn you. That was an easy one. I could have done that.
You could do it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I got another one. Here we go.
That one looks bad.
I don't like it.
No, that's not good. It's not good.
What do you mean that's
it's
not good?
Push-ups. It's push-ups.
Oh.
I did some push-ups in the 90s. Called it quits.
All right. Let's try this.
Mervis will probably have a heart attack.
Heart attack thinking about push-ups. Look at that
this
smile.
This is so weird. I don't know if this is funny, but I don't know how crazy it is.
Okay.
Act out an emotional scene from a movie while the other two read from a script like it's a big audition.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know. Let's do another one.
Jesus.
They reenact the Notebook?
Oh, come on.
That's fun. That's a funny
Who
one for the host.
Put these in the bags?
Some
not,
of these are
these
really
are
old.
Out. These are out. These are never going back in.
Okay. Good.
Okay, let's try this.
They're making the Big Black Cock look pretty good right now.
If this isn't that great, we're doing Big Black Cock again. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh,
oh no!
This is,
no! Why didn't we stick with the fucking one? Sam is so fucking
jerk off during the episode. No porn. Have to make eye contact.
Oh, the Skype one. That's terrible. That's terrible.
You want to do it?
I'll do it.
I'll do it. This is gonna be awful.
So you have to Skype in. And on Skype, you have to jerk off without porn while looking at everybody else on the show. Oh, God.
I like it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it right
we
now.
Have, no, but we don't see your fun bag as you jerk off.
No, you're just looking at us.
Yeah. Just...
And Ryan Hill thinks I'm going to lose this bet. He thinks
you
he
have,
got
yeah, you have to finish, though. Is that the deal?
You have to finish.
You,
have to
you
come.
Can't stop until you're done.
Yeah.
Either you're done or the show is over.
Yeah. So you either jerk off for 2 straight hours while staring at all the people on the show. So if you're, you know, if you lose, you just Skype in and you're watching us and we're watching your face while you beat off. Or
just
Iowa.
Sweat dripping down the forehead.
Can you give this back to Aaron?
I like that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Took out all the other garbage. I put that one back in. I have to leave, guys.
That's a tough one.
All right, see you, Sammy.
Yeah,
guys,
go
to the Naughty Show.
Yep, come to the Naughty Show Thursday night at the W Hotel.
That was great.
Sammy, I'll see you later, bud.
All right.
See you, pal.
Much love.
Mm-hmm. That's a good bag of bets.
Wow.
Minnesota Vikings are going to crush it. Tough schedule.
God,
always
I
have
really,
a tough schedule.
Now I have 2 favorite NFL teams, the Falcons and whoever's playing the Vikings. Holy shit, that's going to be
terrible. The Vikes are going to be good, man. AP is going to crush through the defense. Like,
now, I know AP is going to do good.
He's going to rip through the defense like he rips through the tender skin on a young boy.
Have you done any mock drafts for your fantasy?
I have done one mock draft. I don't want to get too big into it. I mean, I've got a lot of drafts coming up at the end of the month. And I did one mock draft, and I had seventh pick, and AP went number one.
Yeah, he's gone one or two in the few I've done.
Yeah. You know who's going to get overdrafted big time this year? Shady McCoy.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a good year.
I think he's going to have a good year, but not as good a year as everybody thinks.
Sure. He's still a top five, top six pick.
Yeah. And I think that Jimmy Graham is going to go too high. Because Jimmy Graham is going to have a good season. He's going to be great with Russell the Bustle. But they're saying that they're using him so much more for blocking now. They're using 75% of the time they're using him for blocking.
I think Lynch is underrated.
Lynch is underrated.
This might be Gay Jesus. Who do we have? Who is it? Welcome to Punch Drunk. How can I help you?
Yes.
Wow, Brody Stevens. How are you, sir?
Hey, Brody.
Great. Yes. Spring training. Yes. live in Oxnard at Cowboys training camp. Yes, push and believe.
Wow, is this Special Olympic Brody Stevens?
This is Special Olympic Brody Stevens. Yes, live at training camp in Oxnard, California. Cowboys doing
this guy. You know that guy has called before. It's a okay, Brody. But it's funny how all he's doing is just saying his catchphrases.
Yeah. Everybody can do that.
Oh, we got... Okay, now we got... Is there another call?
Yeah, I believe.
We have...
here we go. I think this is Gay Jesus.
Character.
Who do we have? Welcome to Punch Drunk. How are you?
All I want to do is have some fun. I got the feeling Gay Jesus isn't the only one. Hello.
Hey. Gay Jesus, welcome back. We haven't talked to you in a while. How you been, Gay Jesus?
Oh, it has been tremendous. Real quick, is Gary there?
No, Gary is Gareth Reynolds. You know, you call him Gary. Gary's not here, but our good friend Ryan Mervis is here.
Well, howdy.
Oh, let me look at... Ooh, look at that. I'm looking at the screen right now. Yeah. Very delicious.
Delicious. Have you been described as delicious before?
Oh, so many times.
Yeah,
that seems. But I've usually got barbecue sauce on myself.
Gay Jesus, I would like to do a little move. I like to call the bird's nest by putting my testicles in that big burly beard.
It's warm. It's nurturing in there.
Just gonna put your eggs in that nest.
This guy is a lot of fun. I heard the bag of bats, and I'm intrigued. Hello.
Yeah, we're gonna. One of the two of us will have to beat off live on the show.
Just cranking hard.
Could I be there, maybe dancing off camera for some inspiration?
Of course.
Couldn't hurt.
Definitely couldn't hurt.
Oh, I got something that'll hurt you, big boy.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
This Marvin is a great guy.
Marvin. Okay, Jesus, I noticed you seem to mix up people's names a lot. You called Gareth Gary, you called Mervis Marvin. Have you been drinking today?
Jameson, it's all good. When you Gay Jesus, you can say what you want and fuck whenever you need to.
Yeah. Have you been getting a lot of cock lately, Gay Jesus, in heaven?
I've been between heaven and earth, and I've been taking it in all holes.
Wow, wow, wow.
The old hole in two. I'm a golfer.
Have you been doing any fucking any celebrities we should know about, whether in the earthly realm or in heaven?
Let's just say Gay Jesus has converted a few Scientologists in his day. Hello.
I'm gonna guess that means you've been fucking Tom Cruise, perhaps.
Let's just say one of my favorite movies is Pulp Fiction.
Uh-huh. Oh,
ooh, Travolta.
Wow, wow, wow. I thought you were going to go some Mission Impossible, but Travolta, huh?
I've got some big Punch Drunk news. I was on Earth in Thailand. I ran into a host of the show.
Oh, Ari Scheifer?
I ran into Artie, and we had quite the party.
I ran into Artie. So Artie Shafir, you ran into him, and you guys fucked.
Artie and I had sex until the Thai sun came up and then went down and then came up again.
That's not the only thing coming.
It's a lot.
It definitely was not, Marvin, and you can join anytime you want, you ton of fun.
Ooh, thanks.
Wow.
What's the deal with this Tony Hinchcliffe? Is he single?
Tony is not single. He has a new girlfriend, and they seem to be pretty happy. I saw them the other night.
All the best twinks seem to be taken.
Yeah, and he definitely seems to be dating a girl. Is that a surprise to you, Gay Jesus?
What a disappointment. I've seen Tony's dreams, and I know what's in his desires.
What is Tony dreaming about?
I'm like Santa Claus. I know what you're jerking off to, and when you fantasize about men, it comes into Gay Jesus' radar.
Yeah, and that's Tony Hinchcliffe's wheelhouse?
Let's just say Marvin's not completely playing for the hetero team.
Wow, Marvin, is that true?
Well, you know, it's the weekend.
It is the weekend.
Marvin likes to party, and he's got... Marvin, can you show me those nipple rings on the live feed, please?
They got ripped out on set by Lorenzo Lamas.
What?
Shooting a really terrible pilot with Tiny Lister and Lorenzo Lamas.
Uh-huh.
And,
doesn't sound worth it to me.
Yeah. And one of them got ripped out. 6 stitches, paid for by Paramount.
Ooh, that sounds really, really
painful. I'd rather have 1,000 nipple rings ripped out again than one more stitch put in.
Are your nipples so big that they can afford 6 stitches in them? What is it, a dog dick?
Oh, God, that looks...
Look, it's all fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that is a fucked up nipple,
yeah,
bro. Gay Jesus, could you see that?
Is he showing it? It's on a delay. Let me take a look. Oh, I'm getting horny. He's lifting the shirt.
Yeah.
Please.
Blood flowing.
Please, Dante Culpepper, do it for me.
Dante's Inferno Culpepper.
Oh, there it is. Ooh, we've got some Randy Moss. That's not a hairy chest for such a burly man. I'm a bit disappointed.
It's light. It's nice red gingerly hair.
It's pretty hairy. I mean, not super hairy, but I would say with a beard that you have and all that long hair, and your hairy-ass arms, too. I would expect you to be hairier than you actually are. Surprisingly, not.
Does Marvin have a penis ring?
Marvin?
I do.
Cock ring.
Oh, is that a new belt he's wearing? How about we see it?
Hey, if you like the scenery, get with the greenery. No free show here, Gay Jesus.
Wow.
Train whistle.
I'll tell you this much. I don't know much about comedy, but that Josh Martin kid had what it takes when he called in. It was a laugh a minute.
Yeah, the guy.
He says comedy, correct? Because I was crying.
Yeah. He really was. It was a joke a minute, wasn't it? It was probably even more than that. It was quite a few jokes a minute.
He may want to just take that call, play it on a tape recorder on that Kill Tony, and maybe make his career.
I think he's a big part of Kill Tony, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. There's no R's in the title, so it's easy for him to take part in.
Yeah. Kill Tony.
Where's Artie? I'm really horny for some Jew blood right now.
Artie is in Transylvania or something like that. I saw he Instagrammed. I think he's in Edinburgh. I think he's
Scotland.
In Scotland.
Ooh, wearing a kilt. Those balls are just going to be dragging on the floor.
Oh, can you imagine Artie in a kilt with those fucking that deformed basketball he calls his sack?
It may be freeing for him. It may be let him breathe.
Ugh, just disgusting.
Oh, Gary, Artie, and Marvin, what a party that would be on Jesus' yacht.
Ugh. Yeah, that would be. So of the hosts of this show, you seem to have the biggest boner for Artie, as you call him.
It's exotic.
Do Mervis and Gary count, or are they just guest hosts?
Marvin and Gary, both, you can include them in your fantasies.
Armenians are gross. Ew. So Samson is out.
Uh-huh. Samson, sure, of course.
Jaybird, you're okay, but you're not really my type. No meat on those bones on to when you're doing the fucking.
Got you.
Bruises.
I'll take that. Yeah, I'm very pointy. I'll take that. So that just leaves...
Francis is quite an attractive man.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. They're
I like men who look like the Minion from Despicable Me.
Frank Castillo does look a little bit like
a pill-shaped person.
Yep, very despicable. And keyword spick. Despicable me.
Ooh, you're lucky that I'm feeling edgy. Otherwise, I would smite thee.
So now you got Artie, you got Marvin, and you got Gary.
I'm looking at Marvin right now, and my vestments are in a bunch.
Maybe you can give me a sacrament.
I got a big sacrament to put in your mouth, Marvin, you bad boy.
Jesus.
I got rosary beads wrapped tightly around my genitals right now just to maintain that throbbing erection.
You got rosary anal beads?
You better believe it, Jaybird.
Now,
God, I'm horny, and it's not even Christmas. Not even my birthday.
Yeah. Now, gay Jesus, how's the gay marriage thing going for you now that it's been legalized in a couple different countries, including the United States?
Oh, these gay guys keep proposing to me, and I tell them you can't tie gay Jesus down unless it's on a cross. Hi-yo!
Wow. Well, gay Jesus, I love you. Thank you for calling. And if you play your cards right, maybe Marvin will let you, give him the bird's nest or whatever you called it, where you put your eggs in his beard.
Bird's nest is a pretty solid move.
Uh-huh.
Please do, Marvin. I want to go bear hunting and see if I can trap you.
You're going to need a big net, gay Jesus.
Oh, I got a big net. It's tight. Tight, big net. Ooh, yes.
All right. I love you, gay Jesus. Thanks for calling, buddy. Gay Jesus, there you have
gay
it.
Gay Jesus.
There you it have is. It. We got another call?
Yeah.
Let's fuck around. Let's see who we got here. What's up? You're on the air with Punch Drunk.
Hey, Dave. It's Dustin.
Who is it?
Dustin.
Oh, Dustin Elliott. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Tripoli just had to leave. He left early, and we're sitting here with Ryan Mervis talking a little NFL. How are you?
Doing all right. Y'all are some hard motherfuckers to get a hold of.
Yeah. The phone systems, it's not like the old days at the other studio where you had, like, a hard line where people could call in, so... And then we would just put you on hold forever. Pick your poison, because before we would leave people on hold for 47 minutes versus now where it's just like, you just keep calling. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Listen, what you guys were talking about. Talking about some NFL.
Yep, talking NFL. How's the cancer-free life treating you?
Doing good. I'm living out the whole single life thing, so that's going all right.
Dude, every time we talk to you, your chick either leaves you or you're back together or she's suing you or you're back together and now you're completely single.
Yeah, completely single. No more cancer, so I'm just like running through it now.
And now you're just looking to fuck cunts.
Thursday for Strange.
Yum, 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 yum. you're a Tennessee guy, right? Are you a Titans fan?
I tried really fucking hard to like the Titans. I really, really did.
It's tough to like that team.
It is tough to like that team. It's tough to
it's
like
just
that team.
It's not likable. I mean, I think it's cool that we got Marcus Mariota now. I mean, I think that'll
It might be more likable now.
That'll be fun.
It might be more likable now with him.
There's definitely more eyes on him because of Mariota.
I mean, ever since Steve McNair went away, I mean, it's just been shit.
Went away, you mean died.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Ever since his girlfriend killed him.
Now, were you ever worried about your lady giving you the old Steve McNair treatment?
Just about every night when I went to sleep.
And you're just sleeping with one eye open?
Yeah, she wanted to buy a gun one time, and I was like, I said, if you buy a gun, I can't sleep there anymore.
What the fuck does she want a gun for?
I don't know. She said for protection. And I'm like, I said, no one's going to fuck with us. We're poor. No one wants our shit.
Protection from what?
I don't know. I mean, we don't have any black people, so I don't...
Yeah, there's no minorities down there.
No ninjas.
No ninjas. Good point, by the way.
Yep.
You always got to be looking out for ninjas.
A shogun.
Yeah.
And even if there were ninjas, When you, how are you even going to know? You're not going
to
see them. You're not
going to
see them. You're not going
to
know they were there.
Yeah.
If a ninja wants to fuck with you, you're fucked.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
You can fire off a warning shot if you're scared.
Let's talk a little fantasy football, fellas. Are you, you down for that, Dustin?
I'm thinking about actually doing it this year. I've always backed out every year, so I think I'm going to do it.
Fantasy football is good.
Fantasy football is the best of all fantasy sports.
Yeah.
I've played fantasy baseball. It's a full-time job.
Yeah, yeah. It's busy.
I played fantasy basketball. That's almost a full-time job. Definitely close to.
Fantasy golf or fantasy NASCAR?
Haven't done anything of the exotic fantasies.
Yeah.
There's a fantasy UFC now.
Fantasy curling.
Is there fantasy curling?
I'm sure
there
is.
I'm sure there is. There's a WNBA fantasy league that Tripoli wants to get in because he thinks it would be fun to just be in a random fucking. But fantasy football is perfect.
Yeah, that's where it all started, right?
As far as I know, actually, I think baseball was first.
Really? Well, yeah, those are stat guys.
Yeah, I think fantasy baseball was first, and then fantasy football is perfect.
Yeah. It's great.
I've done a few
fantasy
mock drafts.
Baseball, you have to be like fully unemployed to be able to do fantasy baseball.
And single.
Yeah.
There's nothing girlfriends hate more
than fantasy baseball.
Than if you think.
Fantasy sports.
Fantasy sports in general.
But fantasy baseball is you're going to get a divorce.
I've had fights with every girlfriend I've had in the last fucking 12 years of my life.
About fantasy
sports. About fantasy sports, in particular football. Fantasy baseball.
I'm single now. I can do it.
Fantasy baseball Perfect. Is way worse. It is.
There's 10,000 games.
3 hours a day. If you want to do well in fantasy baseball, you have to commit 3 hours a day to it.
Even I turned it down.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I was like, no.
And you're a huge baseball guy.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Fantasy football, not so much the case. Couple days a week, and you know, you check out the waiver wire. I mean, you could spend more time on it than you probably should.
16 games.
16, right.
Yeah, most leagues cut off that 17th week because nobody plays.
Yeah, which is stupid. And I mean, in the Comedy Store League, they do go down to the last week, and it's
awful.
Yeah,
it's always terrible because then you have these people that barely made it, scrapped through to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then all these stars sit.
Yeah, if I've been riding Andrew Luck all year as my quarterback, and they're going to the playoffs, and they bench him on the most important week, now the guy that got me to the championship
isn't
game
even playing.
Isn't even playing. It's totally stupid.
Yeah. The belly room league is superior to the main room league.
You are correct.
Not only in rules and scoring systems, but also our trophy is a sweet fantasy.
It's badass.
It's a championship belt that weighs 12 pounds,
so
14
jealous.
Pounds.
So jealous of it.
Can I
get into the belly room league this year?
Make a bet with Josh.
What does that mean?
It's full.
It's full. That was my question. Who will we kick out so I can get in?
Josh.
That's impossible. I've done everything that was asked of me, including washing my face with all of your disgusting cum.
I mean, everybody's pretty, they...
Everybody wants that badass belt.
Yeah, everybody wants the belt.
Oh,
right
God.
Now, Johnny Scordis's belt right now.
Scordis won your league last
year? Yeah, with his team, all the BBWs.
Wow.
Yeah.
God.
And Willie came in the gentleman's last.
Wow.
And Willie is our sticker bitch.
There should be a thing.
Our league is so good that our draft was so good. It was in the OR, live drafts, no computers allowed, no magazines allowed. If you made cheat sheets, if you did your research, then you're going to have a
good
draft.
Here's my problem with the stickers, is you get the guys, like in particular Sam Tripoli, who goes up there.
Well, that's why we have a sticker bitch. Whoever is in last place the year before is the
good.
Only person that's allowed to use the stickers.
One, that's one more thing that's flawed with the Comedy Store main league is original league. Someone like Tripoli who does it, and he'd be like, bro, I don't do that, bro. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, just goes through the stickers.
He goes up there like, I need a receiver, dude. I need a receiver, bro. Yeah. And he goes through all of the blue stickers that are receivers till he catches a name that he can't believe no one's drafted this guy yet.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it in the first five or six rounds. He does it in like round 10,
when,
11, 12.
Yeah, when it gets to the later rounds, it's for sure harder to draft. But if you're sitting there and you got your sheet of paper with all your wide receivers and all your running backs and all this stuff, and you're crossing off the people that are gone, you should know who's left and pick the guy who's the highest one available.
And it's also right in front of you too.
And everybody, it's right in front of you. Everyone. That's why we have a sticker bitch.
Do you have a time limit?
We have a 2-minute time limit.
Yeah.
But the sticker bitch is 2:30. Because they're busy. They don't have enough time to
be going through all their notes and all their.
And usually that doesn't even. I don't think I've called time on people more than maybe 3 or 4 times ever.
There's nothing that drives me crazier during a fantasy football draft than the guy that takes 7 fucking minutes for every pick.
Wait, what draft do you have that allows 7 minutes?
Every time anybody's like, "Hey, man, you got 2 minutes." They go to the 2 minutes.
They go to 159, yeah.
And then they still are like, hang on, and everyone's screaming.
Everyone's yelling
at them, and it still takes 4 minutes. I can draft, except for maybe the last 2 or 3 picks where you're really kind of trying to figure out what kind of strategically you want to do.
Yeah.
I know who I'm picking. If I have the 5th pick, I know who I'm picking.
Yeah, you know exactly who you're picking. Those first rounds should go.
I walk
10
up,
to pick.
I pick, I sit down. What are you thinking about?
Yeah.
You've had 9 months. You've been reading the same magazine for fucking 65 days. You've been online. You've done.
That's why I don't
drafts.
Like the magazines, because the magazines are always out of date. Like, they have magazines that have, like, Aaron Hernandez was in the magazine. He's like, oh, he's going to be a good tight end. Oh, wait, no, he's in prison.
You had a magazine that Aaron Hernandez last year was in the magagine?
I think so, yeah.
Or 2 years ago or whenever.
Yeah, whenever it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fan with him.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. They make these early.
How good do you think Gronk's going to be this year?
He's going to be one of my keepers in my keeper league.
I mean, with how interesting.
Even with Brady out for a game or two or whatever.
I think it's three or four still. I think it's 4.
Yeah, the lawyers haven't gotten into it yet, though.
It is 4. Thank you, Dustin. Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, lawyers.
Yeah. He's going
to
miss 2
games.
Well,
they got a couple weeks to figure it out.
Yeah. He's going to miss, even with 4 games, Gronk still. With tight ends, there is Gronk, it's Jimmy Graham.
Is there fantasy value? Really, does Jimmy Garoppolo have any fantasy value?
Jimmy Graham?
Garoppolo.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, for sure, he only plays 4 games.
Yeah, he'd be, you know, a handcuff or maybe if you're in a 2 tight end and there's injuries. I mean, not a ton of value. He has, I would say.
I mean, as soon as Brady comes back, Garoppolo is hitting the bench.
Yeah, obviously.
I did a mock draft. I drafted Brady late. Like, I think
Brady's still going to crush, even missing those games. And same thing with Le'Veon Bell.
No intention of starting him. I already drafted, I don't know who I drafted at quarterback, maybe Andrew Luck or Matt Ryan, whoever I'm going to go with for the season. Had him.
I like Matt Ryan as a quarterback.
Me too. I think he's going to really do well.
That's
this year.
How I won my Big Bundy League last year, was with Matt Ryan and Julio.
That's a great combo. My first bench spot was Tom Brady.
Word.
And in my fantasy, because this is a mock draft,
so this
is meaningless. I'm like, I'm drafting him now, and week 5, I'm going to go, what position do I need the most? Now that we're 5 weeks in, what do I need the most? Where's my weakness? And then whoever needs a quarterback in the league, I call
that person.
I go, hey, man.
I'll give you Tom Brady.
Give me your number two running back.
Give me Matt Forte.
Whoever the fuck that they're not, you know. Exactly.
I think Forte's going to have a good year because they're going to be running the ball.
I think Forte's going to have a good year.
Yeah, they're going to be running
the ball
nonstop.
And I like
that
Kevin White as well. I think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah. You know who I think is going to have a really good year? Jerick McKinnon of the Minnesota Vikings.
You think so?
He's going to be a good RB3.
You think so?
Yeah, because everybody's going to be trying to cover AP, and they're going to give it to Jerick. And Jerick, he's an athlete. The only reason that he didn't get 1,000 touchdowns last year is because Asiata snaked him. Asiata had no yardage, but he had like 13 touchdowns.
Yeah, because he was just it was like first and goal on the 3.
Yeah, they gave him the first and goal.
Yeah.
I think Shady's going to go too high. The Bills are exciting to watch. The Bills are going to
they have all kinds of offense.
They have all kinds of offense. The quarterback fight is who's it going to be?
Who is that going to be?
Is it going to be EJ or is it going to be Castle?
Yep.
Same thing. The Browns are fun.
I think they don't want it to be Castle.
No, they don't want it to be Castle.
I think Castle doesn't want to win that job. I wouldn't. I mean, I think Castle wants that job. I think you want to start. I think if you're that competitive guy. But I'm telling you what, he surely wouldn't mind having a clipboard in his hand, making that money.
Making what he's making. Exactly. He's getting older. You know, he hasn't played more than 12 games since he was on KC.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't really play.
Yeah, ex-Viking as well. Huh?
Yeah, ex-Viking. Bridgewater took him over. Dude, Bridgewater's gonna have a great year.
I think Bridgewater's gonna have a good year.
The bet that I was gonna make with Josh. Is that Bridgewater has a better year than Eli Manning.
Uh-huh.
And even everybody's Odell Beckham Jr. Oh, yeah, he's a fantastic wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Still Eli Manning.
Yep.
He just throws the ball up and hopes somebody catches it.
I think Eli's overrated. Tripoli always has this argument with me where he thinks Eli's better than Peyton.
No way Eli is better than Peyton.
I totally agree with you, but here's his argument. He has more Super Bowls.
Yeah, the rings, sure.
I'm like, but anybody in God's world that knows anything about football, where if like you can have Peyton Manning in his prime, you can have Eli Manning in his prime, Peyton. You're a GM. 100 people out of 100, even Eli Manning picks Peyton in that scenario.
Yeah. Plus, you get free Papa John's pizza.
You're right. Probably for life.
Yeah.
Even Eli goes, I'd probably go with Peyton.
You got a point.
Tripoli. Bro, he's got more rings. He must be better.
That you can say that. The whole ring argument is, that's a team effort.
I hate the ring argument.
The ring is a team effort. The quarterback is a person.
I hate the ring argument. Yeah. Oh, shit. Let's wrap it up. It's 2 o'clock. That went so fast. Mervis, we got to have you back, especially during football season.
Yeah,
you know so much about football.
I could
literally talk football with you forever. Dustin, thanks for calling in, buddy. Take care. Go get some puss now that you're single.
Yeah, sniff out that strange, man.
Get some time.
I'm going to do it for you guys.
Yep.
Go get yourself some HPV, man. It goes away.
Get 10 of twats! Go to punchdrunksports.com. And click on the Amazon link and do whatever kind of shopping that you can, because that throws us a little bit of money, and God knows we can all use it. Caveman Coffee, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that saves you 10%. And go to BetDSI.com and use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, and that gets you $10 free to gamble with. And who knows, maybe you can become a millionaire.
Bet on the Vikings.
And bet on the Vikings.
I got my $100 in on the Vikings.
Did you throw $100? What does it pay? Do you know?
30 to 1.
Well, 30 to 1 for you guys to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do it every year.
So, okay, that's great. You always
one AP.
So, $3,000 if you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, one AP came back to the team, the one that was official. It dropped down to 28 to 1, I think.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so take that.
And shoot an email to writeforpunchdrunk.com. It's writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com. And become a correspondent, right, for whatever you guys want. You guys want to be sports writers. You guys think that's something you might be interested in. You guys got something funny to say. writeforpunchdrunk@gmail. Hit them up, and they will get you set up with that for life. Ryan Mervis, train whistle. Suck it. Thanks, guys.